You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Monday, California Governor Gavin Newsom held a press conference. Here are edited portions of his remarks.
Wanted to begin today's presentation by highlighting and responding of sorts to some of the current conversation we're having across this country as it relates to some executive actions that the President of the United States took over the weekend. So many calls, overwhelming number of calls we've received, inquiring about whether or not the state of California will participate in the new unemployment insurance efforts that the President tried to formalize over the weekend. As it relates to California's specific role and responsibility, as it relates to providing unemployment and the PUA claims that we do on a daily basis, we analyzed the federal proposal that the President has put together and analyze what the expected costs and associated benefits and liabilities would be of advancing the program. While we've not been shy for many, many months in our desire and our advocacy to see a deal at the federal level, to see an effort of compromise, an effort that has been advocated for months now by Speaker Nancy Pelosi to provide an additional stimulus to this country, individuals, not just states and local governments. The House led in this effort a number of months ago, over $3 trillion relief package that met our goals and met our expectations. We obviously were left wanting, a little disappointed that things did not advance, particularly through the end of next week. As a consequence, the President put forward these presidential memoranda as it relates to an executive order, and clearly those executive orders do not meet the totality of need and the totality of requests that governors of all political stripes, mayors and the like, advocates and individuals expected of the federal government. As it relates, though, specifically again to the unemployment capacity of the state of California, if we picked up, as the President proposed, 25% of the costs associated with an increase of $400, again, we had a $600, very successful $600 contribution that expired on July 25th. We have been waiting for Congress. We've been waiting for the President to respond to that. Unfortunately, there was a disconnect, and as a consequence, that program no longer exists, and there's been no bridge. The bridge program, however, we believe or hope a bridge program to the future as it relates to restarting these conversations federally is this $400, not $600 additional contribution. The responsibility under this new executive order, this presidential memorandum, is responsibility for the states to pick up 25% of the costs. That cost would inure to the state of California, its taxpayers, roughly $700 million per week. If that fund, and it's a fund that has limited resources, $70 billion currently, if that fund drops to $25 billion or less, then those federal dollars disappear. If the state of California was to absorb those costs, you're looking at $2.8 billion every week of state resources that we would have to find, programs we'd otherwise have to cut, or revenue we would have to generate to make up for that gap. We have already allocated in excess of 75% of our CARES Act funding pursuant to the Budget Act, pursuant to the budget that I just signed. We received as a state a little over $15 billion, incredibly gratified by that support, which has been foundational and instrumental in our ability to address some of the most vexing and challenging issues 40 million Californians face. Those dollars have been obliged. Those dollars have been deliberated in terms of the efficacy and prudence of where those dollars we felt were best invested according to the federal guidelines of which they are conditioned. 75%+ of that, again, has already been obligated and distributed. The rest of the money simply does not exist, meaning it's a long way of saying this. The state does not have an identified resource of $700 million per week that we haven't already obliged. There is no money sitting in the piggy bank of the previous CARES Act to be reprioritized or reconstituted for this purpose. Simply does not exist. And for the state to absorb $700 million per week, potentially close to $3 billion per week, when, not if, the identified $70 billion fund the president is looking to draw down from, would create a burden in the likes which even a state as large as California can never absorb without, again, massive cuts to important services or further burdening businesses and individuals. Let me take a closer look, or let's take a closer look at some of the requirements. This is a new program. This program, again, requires unique stipulation of considerations, a response from individuals. A consequence, we would have to reprogram a system that is well-defined, is hardly perfect at EDD. For those of you that are shaking your head, I recognize the magnitude of the challenge, the burden that we already have with our unemployment insurance system. We've got a strike team. We have strategies. We have an approach to address this issue medium and long term. But the reality of reprogramming that system from $600 down to $400, coming up with an identifiable fund source, eliminating the benefits to those that receive over $100 or less than $100 a week, all of those burdens would create time delays and would create enormous consternation for millions of those that would seek those benefits. We need the federal government to front those dollars. We simply do not have the capacity. Again, even a state as large and well-resourced and as well-managed in terms of our reserves and our capacity to borrow, we're simply just not in that position.